You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, February 9th, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. Tonight at 7 p.m. in Ryan Fieldhouse, the Northwestern women's lacrosse team will take on Colorado. This is only their second game of the season. Their first was a win against Boston College, but it's their first home game. If you can't catch it in person, the game will be streamed on Big Ten Plus. In 2025, in the U.S., the rate of hiring fell. There are multiple reasons for this, but among them is the fact that workers aren't quitting their jobs. In Italy, the Winter Olympics are underway. As of 8 p.m. Central last night, Norway leads the medal count with 6 medals, 3 of them gold. Italy has the highest total medal count with 9, but 6 are bronze and only 1 is gold. The U.S. is technically ranked number 2 with their 2 gold medals, including one won by Breezy Johnson in the women's downhill alpine skiing. It was in that same competition that an already injured Lindsey Vonn crashed, breaking her leg. The other gold medal belongs to the U.S. skating team, which include performances from Madison Chalk, Evan Bates, and Ilya Malinin. Last night, the Seattle Seahawks beat the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 60. The Seahawks were favored, but both teams were 14-3 through the postseason. The Patriots often struggled to get their team going and fumbled twice. The game, which got off to a slow start, also featured Bad Bunny as the halftime show performer. He won the Grammy for Best Album earlier this month. Today is National Bagel and Lox Day, National Cut the Cord Day, and National Toothache Day. It's also National Pizza Day and National Clean Out Your Computer Day, so today is the perfect time to get rid of those extra random files. And also, grab a delicious slice of pizza. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.